The Ashkenazim never dealt in philosophy the way the Sephardim did. They never dealt in literature. They never dealt in Hebrew language or grammar the way the Sephardim did. And the poetry of the Ashkenazim, as again we'll see later on in this series, God willing, the poetry of the Ashkenazim is of a much different nature than the poetry of the Sephardim. Among the Ashkenazim, you will rarely, if ever, find a poem about nature or about flowers or about relationships between men and women or about love. You'll almost never find that. You'll find piyutim and slichos and kinos, all not only with heavy religious overtones, but all more or less, you'll excuse me, depressing. It could be the cold weather. I mean, that's another theory that has to be proven. Yeah. But it's also because the conditions of life were so different. I mean, it would be hard to write about apples and oranges in the middle of the Crusades when the Jewish cities in the Rhineland were destroyed and everyone was killed. So naturally, they wrote about their troubles. But it's completely different. The style, the outlook, you see the different Weltanschauung that the Spanish Jews had. Now, Chasdaim Shaprut supported two of the famous founders of what we would call the systematic grammatical interpretation of the Hebrew language. And their names were Menachem Ibn Saruk. And Saruk remains today as a Jewish last name, even among Ashkenazic Jews, probably are descended from him. And the second man is Dunash Ibn Labrat. They both lived in the 900s. They both also knew and were under the influence of the great Rabbi Isaac Alfasi, the Rif, in North Africa, as was Chasdai Ibn Shaprut himself. But Chasdai was the one that supported them in their endeavors. Now, they both undertook at the, so we find this in history many times, that two people or a number of people living in different areas undertake the same project at the same time, unbeknownst to each other. And then they both arrive at the publication of a great work or something, and then they each feel cheated that somebody else did it and published it at the same time. That's what happened to these two. Menachem Ibn Saruk wrote a book called The Machberes, The Notebook. And the Machberes, what it was, what it is it took every word in the Torah and it defined it and declined it in a grammatical fashion. In other words, from the Torah, this is a little backwards. From the words of the Torah, he built a grammatic structure for Hebrew by seeing how the Torah was written and what rules of grammar of digduk the Torah followed. He was able to build the structure of grammar for the Hebrew language. Now, we all know how fascinating grammar in the Hebrew language is, how easy it is to teach, how students just love digduk. However, and we all therefore also know that over the centuries, not a great deal of attention has been paid to the subject. In one of the famous tshuvas of the Maharshal, Rabbi Shlomo Luria of Lublin, to his nephew, to the Ramot, to Rabbi Moshe Isserlish of Krakow. So the Marshal was well known for having a very short fuse. And the Ramah was long-suffering and respectful. And one of the famous tshuvas, the Marshal writes to him that not only what you write to me is wrong,